Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Final hour, DDC. You're here on this gorgeous Friday afternoon here in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, with you. One of my favorites to watch pitch back in the day was our next guest, Dave Stewart, although he did carve up my Cleveland team. They weren't the Guardians back then. He was very successful. Three-time World Series champ Dave Stewart is on the line with us, and the news kind of came out this week that he is leading Music City Baseball's Diverse Equity Ownership Initiative, and he now joins us. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, doing really good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this kind of came out this week, and so I just kind of want you to help us. So what does that mean? I mean, obviously, I think it's fantastic, but what all does that entail?
Well, the primary piece of this is black ownership. We're going to try to put together a group of Afro-Americans at the 51% piece of it, and then the 49% will be diverse in the investments from anyone that wants to invest in this project. But what I'm trying to do is open the doors to black ownership in Major League Baseball. But as a group, the Nashville Stars will be a black-owned but diverse organization, an organization of all mix, all race and people. You know, in baseball today, and the unfortunate situation of George Floyd, it brought about introspection in baseball and for them to really look at themselves, Theo Epstein, Brian Cashman, Billy Upler, baseball in itself. And I bring up those names because those are people that I talk to directly that ask me, well, what can they do and how can they be better? Theo was very public in his comments about the hiring practices in baseball. And so what we want to do is we want to be an example of what baseball should look like, how baseball should run its business, and to carry it outside of baseball, hopefully be an example of what we should be doing in the United States of America across the country.
Is the ownership group changing, Dave? I mean, we go back to talking to you, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Is the ownership group changed? I think this is great. I think everybody should be welcomed. Do you know, you said 51% of the pie. Like, what are the dynamics? There's just so much we don't know. Like, the stories keep coming up, and it's great, and we're all for it, but we don't really understand what's the dynamics that have been going on behind the scenes over this 4 or 5 year window.
Well, behind the scenes, John Lohr and Alberto Gonzalez and our board and our advisors have been laying the foundation for baseball. And so there have been ongoing conversations with different areas of the city. We've talked to the city about East Bank, with not having very much success there in being able to even find for a baseball team. And currently we are in conversation with TSU, and we're hoping that we can come to something solid and firm there to move forward. And if that does happen and when that does happen, that will be the foundation for everything that we want to do. You have to have land to build the facility. And so what we've been doing is we've been taking care of, I guess, the carriage, and now the baseball portion of it is to hitch the horse and to move. And so we feel pretty confident that we'll be able to get something done with TSU. And now I've taken over the baseball portion of it, the raise of investors, and that's where we are at this point.
Are you living here, Dave, or no? Are you just
It is my plan to be in Nashville, yes. I'm okay. Not there currently. I was there over this last week, and it is my plan to be in Nashville, yes.
So if you were to come to an agreement where you would have the land over, I guess, on TSU's campus or buy it or what have you, do you feel confident that you will have the funding? Do you think that this is a funding where your group is going to have to fund the entire project? Do you feel like you're going to get any help from the city or the state? Where are you at in those areas?
Well, we understand what the city is going through currently. We also understand that they just recently granted the Titans $500 million for their development, more development on their football stadium, or to help with a new facility. And so, I mean, we're prepared to do what we have to do from our end, whether we have assistance or whether we don't. At this point, we haven't asked for any assistance from the city or from the government. And so our plan is just to move forward and get this done with it within our means, without having to ask for help.
We're talking with Dave Stewart. He's part of a minority group that wants to bring Major League Baseball here to Nashville. Now, when you talk about the minority group in baseball as a whole, how has that been received by other ownerships?
Well, I've talked to about a handful of owners currently, with schedules to speak to more over the next few weeks and months. Mm-hmm. And those that I have talked to are excited about the idea. They feel that what we're doing here in Nashville is good for baseball. Expansion is good for baseball. And in the commissioner's office, which I've had conversations there as well, baseball is ready for this next episode to write another story.
Now, is there a timetable this group wants to get a definitive answer on whether, you know, we're going to Nashville's going to have a Major League Baseball team, or you just, hey, listen, we're just taking it as it comes. We want to get it done quickly, but we understand how this process we understand how long this process can take.
Well, what's apparent and what's really, really obvious at this time is that there are two major league teams currently, Tampa and the Oakland A's, mm-hmm. That are trying to find a fit in their own cities. Oakland has also put on the table that if they cannot succeed in getting a stadium in Oakland, that there is a possibility that they move to Las Vegas. This past winter, a statement was made by Tampa that they'd like to play in two cities. They'd like to play in Tampa, and they'd like to play in Montreal. That idea has been wiped off the table by Major League Baseball, and so Tampa is still left to figure out what they're going to do in the city of Tampa. And so Major League Baseball has been very, very clear that until those two situations are handled and taken care of, that they are not prepared to move forward with expansion. It is my belief that Major League Baseball will apply pressure to both teams to settle their differences and figure out what they're going to do, because Major League Baseball does want expansion. And so my guess would be in 3 to 4 years, expansion will happen.
Dave Stewart is with us, Music City Baseball, the Nashville Stars. And just following up on that, is there a concern from your group that, you know, we know the A's could potentially move to Vegas, but Nashville and the Rays have certainly been mentioned before, that could ultimately be what gets decided and baseball supports that? Would that obviously, you know, hinder your plans of an expansion team? Would your group be prepared to potentially work with the Rays if that were to be the solution, that they were to move here?
Well, I mean, obviously we'd be prepared to work with them and join in a partnership with them, join in ownership with them if that was to happen. Once again, my speculation is that Nashville is an expansion territory, as is Las Vegas, as is Charlotte, and I believe even Austin, Texas was talked about, and Montreal was spoken of. Major League Baseball is not interested in having an existing team relocate. The relocation of an existing team is not something that they're interested in, although it's not something that they would rule out. They have a better appreciation for the expansion cities, and obviously there's a healthy price to be paid for expansion. We're talking, about $2 billion per team, and expansion is going to be two teams. So when you think about taking away a territory that could potentially be a $2 billion territory, which those monies are split between the owners, I think baseball would much rather Tampa be in their territory and Oakland be in their territory without even, threatening the opportunity of taking away an expansion space.
What kind of support have you received from the fan base? Obviously, on this show, we're all baseball fans. I would love to see Major League Baseball in this city, but overall, just some of the support you've gotten.
In Nashville or?
Yeah, Nashville. In baseball? Nashville.
I just left there this morning, and, it's amazing. I've gone off. Pretty long time without walking through an airport with nobody saying anything to me. And this morning, it was really, really nice to get the reception that I did from the different groups of people as I was walking through the airport, and people saying that they appreciated, what we, Music City Baseball, are trying to do for not just Nashville, but for the state of Tennessee and trying to provide the opportunity for a baseball team to come to Nashville. So that was just at the airport this morning. There were numerous people that approached me. Throughout the city, I believe that we're being received very, very well.
Dave, as we wrap this up, let's go in on the premises. This would be an expansion team. There were renderings that were out there a while back of a retractable roof, and I realize the location is not what we're talking about today. But let's just say retractable. Is retractable roof still the goal for a stadium?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. That's still our goal for the stadium, have a retractable roof. I think, with the temperatures, especially in the summer months, it's a necessity to have a roof that is retractable.
I amen to that. So a retractable roof, you said possibly around $2 billion for an expansion fee. So a retractable roof stadium, expansion fee, and just the land at TSU, whatever just those talks have been. What do you think is kind of an idea of what you think you and your group have to raise to make all this happen?
Well, if we're talking $2 billion for baseball, my guess would be that the development portion of it, and this is a hard guess, I think the total development, we're going to probably be looking at someplace in the neighborhood of $4, $5 billion.
Overall, as a whole? So the whole project would be a $4 to $5 billion project?
That would be my guess.
Okay. Well, we're certainly rooting for all this to happen. And you said your plans are to move here. We'd love to chat with you again here soon. Thanks for coming on and doing this, and let's talk down the road.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and definitely look forward to getting together with you again. I'm in the near future.
All right, that is Dave Stewart. A heck of a smoke. Whenever you're called Smoke, Chase, as you know, you're good at what you do.
Yep,
you're doing some good.
He is leading a diverse equity ownership initiative for this group here in Nashville, and you just heard it. So we'll kind of discuss what was laid out there. Also, before we get out of here, Chase caught up with Drew McIntyre. We're going to play that as well. We'll have our best shots of the week. So a lot to get to before we get out of here on this Friday as you listen to the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game.
But first, let me talk to you about BetMGM, because there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks and my official sportsbook. All you have to do is download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game, and if either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use the code 1025GAME200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that code 1025GAME200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
There you go, Dave Stewart, who just joined us to begin this hour. I think we've had the same kind of conversation over and over again, although there may have been some kind of new news on the front of there, and sounds like heavy talks with TSU. Makes sense. I mean, have you been downtown lately? There's not a whole lot of land.
Not a lot of room.
Not a lot of room just to build a new
stadium.
Build a new MLB park, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we were just at First Horizon yesterday, and looking around, we were like, remember when there was nothing here?
Yeah.
So remember all the talks we've had of, could you, if MLB came here, wouldn't it be just awesome if you could expand First Horizon and turn it into
No, you can't.
It's look at and, it. There's everything's been built up around it. Like there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, and see that's another part of this. I know a lot of people want to go, well, yeah, but the Sounds are AAA. Like the city put a lot of money into that stadium in that area.
And it's a beautiful ballpark.
And so they're not going to, less than 10 years later, go, okay, we got something bigger and shinier and new over here, and we're just going to forget this. Like, you're not going to just have that park sit there. Now, there's Belmont could use it, or you could have colleges, and there are different things you could do over there for sure. But there was a lot invested into that area, not just the stadium, but everything around it. And so you can't just forget all of that. And, since I've been on the show, we've talked about this a lot. We've talked to Dave Stewart before and others. I love the idea. I would love to see Major League Baseball here, but it just seems very far-fetched right now because – you keep having projects that the city is involved with that keep jumping over.
Right, because you're not prepared to strike.
Right, and so you have the soccer stadium that's opening in a matter of days, in about a week. You have the racetrack that is on the docket that they're trying to get done to get that fixed up. And now you have the new Titan Stadium that – it's not a done deal, but it's moving in the right direction.
Well, by the way, it didn't pass yesterday, and then it passed. So there was some moving parts yesterday.
Well, it's going to be heated, but again, like I've said to you guys and to other people are like, well, I mean, can't they just fix the one they have? No, they can't, because they built it on the cheap because everybody was all excited to get the NFL. And I get it, and you got a lot out of it, but the damn thing is going to fall apart eventually because it's made with concrete.
I mean, they can fix it, but it's going to cost more money, just as much money as building a new one.
You can fix a 1972 Pinto, but you're going to end up spending a lot more than you really need to fix it.
You're going
to
spend more than what the car is worth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you got to use some common sense. And you're going to be able to get more events out of building a new stadium – whether it's the dome or they're not really domes anymore, but a permanent roof or a retractable roof, then you can fix it up what's there now.
I think there's, in regards to the Titan Stadium, it's going to be built. The new stadium is going to be built. If not, then more than likely, you got to think about the Titans leaving if they can't get a new stadium. And that's just being honest. But I do believe they're going to build them one. So now you have the city, you know, help paying for a football stadium. And then, like you said, Chase, they have other things on the docket. Mm-hmm. When does the Major League Baseball stadium come into play, especially here in Davidson County? Would it almost be better to take it out of Davidson County?
I mean, I hear you on that, and mm-hmm. That's what the Braves did. The mm-hmm. Braves moved, you know, 25 minutes outside of Atlanta to Cobb County, and you know, if you did that here, to me, it's probably what, Darren, Rutherford County? Is there a place in Rutherford County to build a stadium?
There's hardly land anywhere. Anybody? Yes, Rutherford, Williamson County. I mean, those are
there
places.
Are places.
Where, yes, you could.
I can find a spot out in Bellevue.
Yeah, you can find places because it's not. People are now, they have to move outside of Davidson County or outside of Nashville. So to me, had you put a stadium here 10 years ago, 15 years ago, great, it'll work because everybody's here. But now that everybody's moved here, there's barely any land left around these parts, and everybody's deciding to move outside of Nashville, outside of Davidson County, I still think you would have the attendance and attraction in another county now because people are forced to move outside of Nashville and Davidson because of, one, there are not many houses left, and then the two, the price, I mean, property taxes and everything are just going up.
Yeah. I would love to see it, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you know what I do when I want to go see a Major League Baseball game? I get in the car and I drive to Atlanta. 'Cause
three
that's,
hours away. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and with the Titans Stadium, you're right that I think they're going to get it done. I don't see a scenario where they botch the deal and the team leaves unless mm-hmm. you have another city, Memphis, that comes along and says, oh, well, we'll build it. You know, we'll
build you a billion-dollar stadium.
Right.
$2 billion stadium.
You know, and I'm not saying that that's even out there. I'm just – that to me is what it would take mm-hmm. for this to really fall through. They're going to do it. I mean, now, because you have members of both sides that are all for it. Mm-hmm. Whereas before it wasn't that way, and then they
are you talking about the Titans? I'm confused. Are we don't.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
the Titans?
Yeah, we're talking about Titans.
Yeah, the Titans going to happen. It's going to happen. I think the interesting part is Dave Stewart said it's 3 to 4 years in his conversations with Major League Baseball. Look, expansion is going to happen. They are going to expand because they want that money. They've lost all this revenue through COVID, and the quickest way to get it back, just like the NHL, is to expand. And they're going to expand, and the big question is, will this group – okay, so they're ready to expand 3 years from now. Are you ready to pounce? Mm-hmm. Nashville says, yes, we want to be in your market. Or Major League Baseball says, yes, Nashville, we want to be in your market. We're expanding. Are they ready to pounce? 4 years from now. Let's say it's not three. That's 4 years. Yes, we're ready to expand. Nashville, we want to be there. Are they ready to pounce? Are they ready to – move forward? Are they ready to – what do they have? I mean, do they have – have they dug, put a shovel in the ground? Do they have land? Do they have money? I mean, that's the questions that are really out there. Like, it's great that there is this initiative and Dave Stewart is heading this, and there's John Lohr and there's Alberto Gonzalez who have been – all these guys have been a part of this group the entire time, Alberto Gonzalez and John Lohr and Dave Stewart. But, okay, but – what are you going to have in place 3 or 4 years from now? I agree. I think Major League Baseball is going to expand. So are you ready? Are you ready to expand in this market?
Well, they're going to have to be ready.
Well.
If you want one.
If you want one. Chase, who are we going to hear from on the other side?
You're going to hear from WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, two-time WWE champion, and Mount Juliet's own. He now lives here and been at Preds games and wants to get to a Titans game, but – big Preds fan, so SummerSlam coming up at Nissan Stadium this summer, so you'll hear from him.
There you go. We'll hear that next.
Welcome back into Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe hanging out with WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, who is in town a lot because he now lives here in Nashville, but he's one of us. We've claimed him.
WWE SummerSlam coming to Nissan Stadium Saturday, July 30th. It'll be the first time that any WWE event has been at Nissan Stadium. Going to be fantastic. Tickets officially on sale today. And Drew, I was at SummerSlam in Vegas in that beautiful stadium at Allegiant Stadium. An awesome show. I can't wait to see it here. And I know as somebody that now calls Nashville home, it's going to be fun for you to perform for the fans at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking at this as a hometown show. I mean, I only moved here about 10 months ago, but I'm already calling myself the Nashville Warrior, the Scottish Cowboy. My wife's bought me a cowboy hat, a pair of cowboy boots. I got my kilt on. I walked down the street, you know, very proud of my country background and Scottish background now. So I've embraced the culture of Nashville. So come along to SummerSlam, cheer on your own. Nashville's own Drew McIntyre.
And you've what's cool is I've seen you and Sheamus do some hype videos for the Titans and the Preds, and we got Nashville SC with the new stadium opening for them. I mean, you truly have embraced the sports scene here in Nashville too.
100%. And you know, I'm excited to get the opportunity to go to a Titans game. I've been working every single time. You know, Sheamus has went along, even my wife's went along to enjoy those games. I've been, you know, with WWE those times. I'm a little bit jealous. I can't wait to get to the Nissan Stadium, check it out. But I have been to a bunch of Predators games, and it seems like I'm a good luck charm because every time I go, we seem to win. So now I'm a big hockey fan. It's funny, I lived in Florida, like Tampa, St. Pete area for over 10 years, and I never really got into any of the American sports. I'm always a big soccer fan, yeah, or the real football. And never really embraced, you know, hockey, football, etc. And I've lived here for 10 months already. I was watching the Super Bowl very closely. I've been going to the Predators game. And I love the sports, especially the fast-moving, you know, ice hockey.
So how excited are you for Nashville SC and the new stadium to open then as a soccer fan?
I can't wait to get along. I've been invited to check out a couple of the games, again, with the schedule. I've not been able to make it along, but I can't wait. They'll get along, maybe wait for the new stadium. Maybe we can do a little thing together for the grand opening or whatever. But, yeah, I'll be excited to start checking out some live football games again. It's a ball. You kick it with your feet predominantly. And I love American football now. You know, I understand it. I used to see it as rugby with, you know, pads on, but I understand now the tactics to it, how hard hitting it is. They probably hit each other harder because they've got the pads on, more injuries because of it. I get appreciation for it now, but yeah. I forgot my point. I just went off track.
It's all good. WWE superstar Drew McIntyre is here with us on the DDC. So the Claymore kick is obviously your finishing maneuver.
It
you
is.
Told me before that it kind of came about by accident. So what did you mean by that? How did that happen?
Well, once upon a time, in my first run with WWE, I was fired one time. Look up Drew McIntyre, you'll see my story. I was in a fake rock band. Imagine Bill and Ted. You know, we were in a rock band. We didn't play instruments. We didn't sing songs. We just dressed like Motley Crue, you know, with the eyeliner on and the, you know, tight leather pants on, the bandanas, etc. And one time during a match, the first match I wore with those leather pants on, I went to deliver a kick to my opponent's face like I did every match prior to that. But I didn't take into account that this material was not made for wrestling and the crotch was going to bust out. I would embarrass myself in front of the world. So to avoid that happening, as I raised my right leg, I realized I was going to have myself an incident. I kicked up my left leg, kicked my opponent in the face, saved the crotch, landed in my own head, knocked my opponent silly, knocked myself silly, and got told backstage by one of the agents, one of our producers, a former wrestler, Fit Finlay. You know, if you can figure out how to do that move without hurting yourself, you've got something. So I developed it, I evolved it, eventually it became the Claymore, and it won myself two WWE championships. So I guess tight leather pants equals success.
That's fantastic. I had never heard that story.
Advising it to everybody out there, if you're chasing your dreams and your goals, get those tight leather pants on. It's amazing what you can do.
That's awesome. I didn't know that was it. So you mentioned it, winning the WWE championship. I was watching the Rumble in 2020, and you were, with my friend group, you were the pick. We were like, okay, this is Drew's time. He deserves it. You go through that. You know you're going to WrestleMania, and then this pandemic hits. And so you're going to get your moment, but it's in front of nobody inside the WWE Performance Center. What was that whole journey like of knowing, like, hey, this is finally my time? You mentioned your first run in WWE and you leave and then you come back and you have this pandemic kind of spoil the party, so to speak.
I mean, it wasn't ideal. It's not exactly how I pictured it when I was a kid. I was like, man, one day I'm going to be in WWE. I'm going to make it to America. I'm going to make it as part of the one company that exists, be part of that select roster. Not only that, I'm going to main event Mania one day for the title, and I'm going to do it in front of nobody. I'm going to win that title, hold it up to zero reaction in front of zero people. No, of course, that wasn't the dream. But the times we were living in, you know, no one could have predicted it. Like, I've been wrestling for 20 years. I've had a lot of ups and downs, like that time I got fired, as I mentioned again, and you mentioned again, and we'll keep talking about it. Just to inspire people out there, you can get knocked down pretty hard and come back. But things finally started kind of falling into place at the beginning of 2020. You know, I stopped playing a character and just started kind of being myself on television. I was always this angry character, angry Scotsman that no one related to except one angry Scotsman in Scotland, and started just being the real Drew, you know, telling my dad jokes aren't necessarily funny, talking about my real journey, all the ups and downs, and just showing the world the real Drew, being more vulnerable. And people started to relate to that, started to respond to that. I started getting the biggest reactions of my career. I became a good guy for the first time in my career in WWE, and I couldn't believe like how much we were steamrolling, and won the Royal Rumble in January, eliminated Brock Lesnar. Halfway through the Rumble, eliminated Roman Reigns to win the Rumble. Like, it was top of the world, was going to main event Mania, fight the Beast Brock Lesnar for the title. Nothing could go wrong until the world shut down. And I assumed WrestleMania would not take place, like every other sport and entertainment company shut down. But, you know, our boss said, you know what, the world needs us right now. They need an escape right now. They need original content. It's not going to be ideal, but we're going to bring the world WrestleMania from our performance center, which is akin to a warehouse. Like, yeah, nobody there, a skeleton crew. And we'll still give them the show. We'll do it the best way we can. I was in that last match with the feel-good story. We did WrestleMania over 2 days instead of 1 day, so it was an entire weekend escape. And I was in that last match. And by the end of the match, won the title, raised the title, had my moment in front of nobody, but had a special moment with the title, reached down the camera, thanked everybody at home for choosing WWE during this difficult time, choosing Drew McIntyre. To get behind me and take me to this moment with the title, and to see the feedback and to hear people's stories since then about how much that Mania meant to them, how it gave them that escape during a time they were so scared, is one of the proudest moments of my entire career, no matter the circumstance.
Yeah, and so doing sports talk radio, we were all working from home and trying to figure out, all right, what are we going to talk about when there's nothing going on? We obviously talked a lot of wrestling and a lot of WrestleMania because you guys never stopped. And that was the cool part. And one of the topics we had was, all right, what are we going to do during this time that we might decide is a good idea? The two-night WrestleMania was one of those things. And so now we've seen that the last, I guess, three WrestleManias, that it's been a Saturday and a Sunday. It gives more of you opportunity because, you know, reading, you know, all the sheets and everything, the WrestleMania payday, everybody likes that. But everybody wants to be at WrestleMania and have their WrestleMania moment. Now you have two nights to do it. I think that's kind of a cool thing that came out of it.
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing for the superstars. I think it's a cool thing for the company, and I think it's an amazing thing for the fans to have those 2 days. You know, Mania is phenomenal. It's our biggest show of the year. It's a spectacle. But 7 hours can be a bit long to sit in the crowd, yeah, cheer, yeah, until you're hoarse. And if you're on later in the show, I can tell you at WrestleMania 35, it was myself and Roman Reigns. We were on later in the show, and it's amazing, you know, how quiet like 75,000 people can be if they're burnt out. So it's splitting up over 2 days, giving everybody a great 3.5 hour show and a weekend experience at WrestleMania is, in my opinion, the best thing for everybody. And it's something to look forward to. When you go on that trip to the town, it's not just a case of I'm going for one show. It's like I'm going for the WrestleMania experience. I'll go to Access. I'll do the meet and greets. I'll do the fan events. And then I've got 2 days of WrestleMania, and it's win-win for everybody.
So SummerSlam coming up July 30th at Nissan Stadium. We've seen Raw, we've seen SmackDown here, but nothing like what we're going to see at the stadium. And tickets are officially on sale now. But if nobody has ever been to a WWE event, what could they expect at SummerSlam this July?
I'm sure you're not going to forget. Like I mentioned, the spectacle. Like, just the in-ring action is incredible. We've got the best talent in-ring we've ever had, male and female. But the show itself, like the firework displays that we have at the show, the special entrances each of the superstars have in the big stadium shows, this is one of our biggest events of the year, so we put everything into it. It's going to be a visual thrill ride inside the ring, outside the ring. Our product's not just for guys. 40% of our audience is females. We're PG rated. We're from the youngest kid to the oldest adult, young at heart. We've got something for literally everybody, and it's just a case of you got to get yourself along. you've got to give WWE a try. And once you give it one try, you'll find something on the show that will hook you, and then you'll be hooked for life.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people. I went to my first show when I was like 12 years old, and I got hooked. So a lot of people can say that. Drew, thanks so much for coming in here. It's going to be fun this summer. Long way to go. A lot can happen. You know, who knows what the landscape's going to look like in WWE by the time you get back here in July. But appreciate you coming in.
No, thank you for having me. I can't wait for SummerSlam hometown show. I remembered my thought earlier. I was explaining why American football predominantly use your hand. So American handball might be the more appropriate term, and soccer predominantly use your feet and occasionally your head. So that's why we call it football. Lost my train of thought earlier, but I always come back around. I always get my stuff in. So thank you for having me today.
Drew McIntyre, WWE superstar. Get your tickets to SummerSlam July 30th at Nissan Stadium.
All right, Dave, we're rounding third and we're heading home. Just like the Sounds, tonight on ESPN 94.9, Sounds take on Charlotte at First Horizon Park, where we were yesterday doing the show. Pregame show begins at 6:20. First pitch will be at 6:35. Another beautiful, beautiful night to take in some baseball. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Spirited Hive. Don't forget they've got games on Saturday and Sunday, too. Saturday will be Saturday night, same time. Sunday will be a day game, 1:50 pregame, 2:05 first pitch. So keep that in mind if you're going to Sunday's game. Good stuff there with Chase and Drew McIntyre. It's cool that he's living here. But before we get out of here, let's get in our best shots of the week.
What is the right answer? Is there a right answer?
Technically, it's Sunday.
Are you saying yesterday actually started this week?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a calendar, Sunday is the first day of the week. Monday is the start of the work week.
Yeah, I know. But
that's what it is.
I just don't ever consider Sunday.
Because you start your work week on Monday, so that's, you know, that's how most people are wired. But technically speaking, I believe it's Sunday.
But we worked yesterday, and I didn't feel like it was the start of a new week.
That's why. Right. Well, and see, it's confusing because if you, you know, look in, you know, biblical times, the Sabbath was Saturday and not Sunday. But typically we go to church and everything on Sunday.
All right. Well, let's not confuse what's going on, though. 8 games in 13. Like we can argue this, you know, off the air, you know, whether the week starts. But here's the bottom line. They've played 8 games in 13 days. That's a lot of hot.
That'll be the best shots.
Chase goes biblical, and Willie's like, get back on the track. Let's get back on track.
Terry Crisp.
You know what? I was feeling wonderful. All went for the hockey game.
Yeah.
Because Sean Henry and Wickett and the whole organization, all you people, it was so wonderful. And having all the family here, like, I think we're only missing a couple out of our family, doing all this stuff with them and together, it was amazing. And like I said to Sheila, we'll probably collapse because we're going to do the Ubering to the airport today. And about 6 o'clock this evening, after I finish the bottle of red, we'll be hitting the hay on that one. But it's just been great. And I just, like I said to Sheila, it's so amazing that you take so much for granted when you're doing things you love. Like being with Pete Weber all these years and working with all you guys, and now then, and then when they step up to the plate like they did, and the scholarship really caught me off guard. That was my wife and I are done them. So how nice is that?
I thought you said it perfectly earlier when we talked about it. Like, no general manager has ever screamed for the secretary to get the agent on the line
exactly
and tell him, I'll give him whatever, because the player just scrubbed the franchise free of their Twitter account.
That's true. Like, very true.
He's not associating with it.
Oh, my gosh. Call him up.
Get the agent on the line now. Tell him we'll do whatever today. Like, that never happens.
Doesn't work.
And I get a text from one Joe Rexroad that says, let me read this. Also, Willie's jersey just fell off the chair. The glass broke in half. The frame fell apart. It's quite a mess. And I go and I look through the window, and there is Joe holding the debris. Robbie cannot contain himself.
I was going to say, why did you laugh? Why did you chuckle when Willie said cheapish? Sheepish.
I think it was because Robbie was in tears because of what had just happened. Because Joe and chairs.
And apparently the frame was cheapish.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well, seem like
it survived a bombing, though. It survived a bombing, but it can't survive Rex Road.
All right, I need to jump in here.
Yeah, Joey's here.
I sat down.
What?
I sat
Did your chair
down.
Break and then you fell into the framed jersey?
No, this time I didn't break a chair.
Yeah, well, nobody's gone 0 for 82. I'm pretty sure
that's what I'm saying. Like, so, but Montreal is the bottom of the heap in the East. You can look at it every night. There's always somebody. Ottawa is not a great team. Ottawa just beat Vancouver, who absolutely had to have it last
Coach
night.
Coach Willie, enough, okay? Enough trying to pump up. Look, Lou Holtz, stop it. It's Arizona. Don't feed into what Brian just texted in.
Look,
it's Arizona.
Like their,
Go beat
like
the crap out of a crappy team. Stop.
You'll be coming
Arizona Coyotes team? They're unbelievable. They've won 22 games this year.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
Do we need to tell the Terry Crisp story?
Don't.
When,
no.
When he got
don't
the when he got the
time.
Lightning into the playoffs for the first time, they needed New Jersey to lose to Ottawa, who was an expansion team, and they were horrendous. And they beat New Jersey, the defending champions, to get the Tampa in on the last day of the season. So crazy stuff happened.
I refuse to play this game.
It was
Good Sanders
team.
I mean, just tell you what. Anything can happen in this league. It's crazy. That was well done, Elijah. Well done.
Oh, man.
That's good. Solid stuff.
By the way, we did have a hilarious text shortly after that conversation about Indianapolis losing to Jacksonville. It said, signed, Carson Wentz.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, remember when I said, I think it was the other day or something, I said, you know, a guy can hate a team and scrub their, you know, everything off social media, but money speaks louder. Ask Kyler Murray. After his, I think the GM said, there's no way we're trading him. Remember, he scrubbed his social media. You know what he tweeted? I want to win Super Bowls with Cardinals. Arizona is home. I mean, come on, seriously? So you think by scrubbing all that stuff, it helps you? It doesn't help you. It's just, then you got to go back
and now it's a love fest.
Exactly. Now it's everything's peachy creamy.
Everything
now.
Is beautiful.
Everything
it's beautiful
is okay.
Outside, guys. Good stuff.
Yes.
Good shows this week. A lot of fun today.
Yeah.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the warm temperatures. No rain. It's going to be awesome, and we'll have lots to get into starting on Monday. Predators have a couple of games this weekend. Discuss that as they round out their regular season. We'll be going into the week of the draft. Tons to discuss. Can't wait to do it with you starting Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll see you then.